Tuesday, February 27, 2018. This is The Better Life. I am your host, Timothy Lawson, ready to kick this off. Episode zero. Wanted episode one to be with one of my guests. So starting this off with episode zero, a little introductory to who I am, what this podcast is, and maybe share a gambling report, a little trip report. You can find me on Twitter at The Better Life, better with an O, obviously. The website is not ready yet, but I will hopefully have that up and going soon. This is a podcast about gambling and all aspects of it. This is about living the better life, being someone that views the world just a little bit differently, one from a gambler's perspective. You know what I'm talking about. We all watch sporting events a little bit differently. We all feel a certain way when we see a deck of cards. We're inspired to go do other recreational activities that most people are unwilling to do. And our experience of risk, I think, is a little bit differently. Our willingness to take on risk. We're going to talk to professional gamblers and recreational gamblers alike. People that do this for a living and also people that do this just for a whole lot of fun. To learn about the spectrum of personalities and psychology that brings. Some people are very mechanical, especially I know a lot of sports bettors that they just walk up to the window, they look at the lines, and they already know what their line is. They know what line that they think a game should be, and any discrepancy, they bet. And then, you know, there's recreational gamblers that will do the same thing, walking up to the table or to the window, but they're just there to bet a team or bet a game, right? You know, they little less into the numbers, a little more just into the experience of making that bet for the team that they want to root for, the team that they think holds the value. So who am I? My name's Timothy Lawson. I have been gambling recreationally for most of my adulthood. I've done it all over the world. I enjoy a craps game. I like playing blackjack. I like betting on sports. I enjoy a poker game when I get into one. You will only find me at a slot machine or a video poker machine when I have free play. That's not to say that I don't appreciate the value that video poker can have. I just, there aren't any good games in my area, so I'm less likely to be there. I gamble in Maryland. Those are the casinos that are closest to me, so those are the ones that I frequent, and they're okay. I don't hate them, but I don't love them either. And you know, Maryland is kind of behind other states when it comes to gambling laws. And the one thing that everybody notices right away when they get here is, Maryland doesn't allow casinos to provide complimentary drinks. You got to pay for that Jack and Coke that you want while you're betting $25 a roll at the craps table, because that's probably the lowest you're gonna find if you aren't there on a Sunday or a Wednesday morning. but it's not bad. I like MGM National Harbor. It's as closest to me, and I usually go there for promotions because of what I said before. It's the minimums are high, especially at the craps table. You can't sit down for baccarat for less than $100 a hand. The best blackjack game in the casino is never lower than $25 a hand. It's a good blackjack game, though. I will say that pays 3-2. You know, the normal rules that blackjack players enjoy, like doubling any hands, surrender, stuff like that. But yeah, $25 a hand, and sometimes on a busy night, you know, the $25 tables are packed full, and the only space you're gonna find is at a $50 table, and that's a little too rich for my blood. Same thing with Pai Gow Poker. You're probably only gonna find $25 a hand, and then, like I said, early morning, so like 5 a.m. to like 11, doesn't even like get even, they even switched up before lunch, like 5 a.m. to 11 on most days. You can find $15 craps tables, but the rest of the way it's 25 or 50. They do have blackjack tables at the front of the casino or in other parts of the casino that occasionally are $15. Well, I should say occasionally. They usually are $15 a hand. You will sometimes even find $10 a hand, but they're automatic shufflers, and you know, blackjack pays 6 to 5, and you know they're right next to the craps table. So I'm not, you know, that's an easy decision for me to make. But recently, Valentine's Day was not too long ago, and one of the things that brought me into MGM was a promotion that they were having. You had to play a certain amount, either slots or tables, you know, and acquire a certain amount of tier points. I don't remember exactly what the threshold was. And if you did, you can go to a kiosk and get a voucher for a gift for crystal jewelry. And you know, my wife and I don't really do much for Valentine's Day, but I thought this would be a fun little gesture. And what was interesting is it was a Sunday and a Monday, and you got like, there was a net, like it was like a necklace one day and an earring another day. And then if you did both days, you got this bonus gift of a bracelet. And so I went in there just to meet this threshold, right? So I sort of estimated how long I needed to be there. Once I'd played for about as long as I thought I needed to, I ran off to the kiosk, and the line was already getting super long, as it was getting time for them to start giving out the gifts. And this was on a Monday. I didn't make it to the Sunday one. This was on a Monday, so I was only expecting to get the one gift. But they must have either had so many of the bonus gift or wasn't even bothering checking, because I think most people had done both gifts, that I ended up getting whatever the Monday, I think it was a necklace, and then I got the bonus bracelet or whatever it was. But hey, I'm not going to complain if they're going to give me bonus stuff. And then I went back on Valentine's Day, because same thing, hit that threshold, you get a bonus or you get a gift, and I think it was like a box of truffles or something like that. But I went, and I don't know what the promotion on the flyer said, had a table point threshold, and it was pretty high. And I went there I played a little bit, and I don't know if the pit boss wasn't rating me right, but it was taking too long to really get to that threshold. It was a slow game, and they may have reduced the rolls per hour in their computer. Anyway, I didn't want to spend a whole lot of time there, but I did have a question for the M Life table or counter. So when I went up there, and this was actually past, I won't say it was past, but it was later into the night. Most people had gotten their gift. And when I walked up to the M Life counter, the lady said, "Happy Valentine's Day," and handed me this box of truffles, which was the prize box of truffles. So I think either they didn't have enough people claim that award or that gift, or they had too many to accommodate for. So I ended up getting that little gift anyway. So my wife got a nice collection of gifts courtesy of MGM National Harbor. That was recent. And another recent gambling endeavor that I took on, it's new to me. I recently backed invested in or backed a poker player here at Maryland Live, which is another popular casino in the area. It is north. It's closer to Baltimore than it is DC. It's one that's difficult for me to get to, even though I prefer it over MGM. Anyways, I followed this guy on Twitter, George Yasta, I think is how his last name's pronounced. He's on Twitter at Yasta Poker. Started following him and saw a couple tweets of him saying, hey, I'm selling my action. I'm selling up to this percent of my action, meaning you can invest for a certain percent of whatever his payout would be at the end of a tournament. It's a tournament player. A couple weeks ago, I did it for the first time. I think I paid $25 to get 5% of his action. And he just got in the money before he busted out. And I think I got back $39, right? So profit of $14. It's it was meant to just be fun, and it was nice to get a return on that. And then I saw him announce it again for a $500 game with a bounty. A bounty meaning if you bust a player and get their bounty, that's an automatic cash prize, right? And each bounty was $200. And so I paid $35 to get 5% of his action on that game again. And I was out with friends and I told them that I had done this, and it started to become this fun, like every 15 to 30 minutes, probably closer to 30 minutes, about every half hour, I was giving the group like updates on how our guy was doing. And it was funny to watch, some people get excited and, be interested in what was going on. And it was a nice way to sort of be gambling without gambling, right? Like, I was, investing in this poker player that I believe was going to perform well. And sure enough, you got 6 bounties before even getting into the money, right? So we already had $1,200 in prize money coming to him and his investors, and then he went pretty far. I think he got 17th. That ROI, I can't remember, it was just over $100. So it's about a 400% return on investment. So that was fun. Doesn't always work out that way, of course, right? But he plays well enough that I felt it was worth doing. And again, it was fun going out and hanging out with my friends, and then sort of like, it was almost like when you're following your sports team's the score or something like that while you're out, it was kind of like that. Like, I was getting excited about every little update he was giving on, this many players left for this, I'm up this much and stuff, another bounty, stuff like that. And it was fun to sort of watch via Twitter at YasaPoker. Check him out. I don't think he has enough followers for how well he's a poker up and comer. All right, that is episode 0. Thank you for listening to me ramble on about this podcast and gambling and the things that I do. For a while anyways, this will probably be the only episode where it is only my monologue. Moving forward, starting with episode 1, there will be interviews with recreational and professional gamblers to talk about their life as a gambler, how they got introduced to gambling, how they started gambling, like if they remember what their first wager was, whether it was betting baseball cards as a kid, or having a sports pick'em ring or tournament in high school or whatever it may be. We talk about their current state of gambling, like what their preferred games are, where they like playing. Get some stories on maybe some big losses that they've taken, or times that they've witnessed people sort of playing over their heads. And then we play some fun games like Bet Your Life on It, where I give them a bet to make one way or the other, and they have to quote unquote bet their life on it. And lots of other good conversation. Hopefully, some tips, some pointers for those that are out in the casinos. Hopefully, maybe some philosophy and picks for the sports better, and much more. So stay tuned. Thank you for listening. We are in iTunes, The Better Life. Subscribe. Don't rate and review us quite yet, because let's face it, there's one episode. Let me get 5 or 6 episodes in the can before we start judging people, you know what I mean? So thanks for listening at The Better Life on Twitter. Stay tuned for episode 1.